This is Weekly Outlook for October 14th, 2013. Corn prices continue the long retreat from the peak of September 2012, declining to the lowest level since late August 2010. The most recent price weakness reflects both supply and demand considerations. On the supply side, ongoing reports of yields that exceed expectations in many areas suggest that the next USDA forecast of the U.S. average yield will be at least equal to and perhaps exceed the September forecast of 155.3 bushels. On the demand side, the partial shutdown of federal government activities leaves a void in the usual flow of weekly data. The primary news on the demand side has been the leaked report of an EPA proposal to reduce the magnitude of biofuels mandates under the RFS beginning in calendar year 2014. The reduction in the non-advanced component of the mandate from 14.4 to 13 billion gallons has been interpreted as a negative development for corn demand in 2014 and beyond. It is useful to analyze the potential impact on corn demand of such a reduction in the implied mandate for renewable biofuels. Domestic ethanol production has been relatively constant for the past 4 years, totaling between 13.3 and 13.9 billion gallons. Ethanol production in 2014 will be influenced by a combination of the magnitude of the RFS mandate, the magnitude of the domestic blend wall for ethanol, the extent of the use of RINs credits to meet the RFS mandate, and the net trade balance for ethanol, and finally, the magnitude of discretionary blending of ethanol, if any. With some expansion in E85 consumption, it appears that the domestic blend wall is expanding slowly and may be as large as 13.2 billion gallons next year. A mandate at or below that level could then be met by physical blending and would not require the use of RINs credits. Given policy uncertainties in the future, parties may choose to hold on to RINs and meet the RFS with physical blending, particularly if RINs prices continue to decline. Depending on the final magnitude of the mandates for 2014, discretionary ethanol blending would likely have to be in the form of higher blends, most likely E85 in the immediate future. The ability to expand E85 consumption would be influenced by blending economics of E85 and the rate of increase in infrastructure required for deploying E85. If the final rules resemble the leaked rules, ethanol RINs prices will be very low, and blending economics for E85 will be determined primarily by the retail price of E10 and the price of ethanol. In turn, the price of ethanol is primarily determined by the price of corn. The current retail price of E10, near $3.30 a gallon, would require corn prices near $3.70 a bushel to make E85 competitive at the pump on an energy equivalent basis. Persistently low corn prices could motivate an expansion in E85 infrastructure and discretionary blending of ethanol. Finally, the trade balance of U.S. ethanol will be influenced by the mandate for biodiesel and for total advanced biofuels, as well as the relative economics of meeting the total mandate with Brazilian sugar cane and biodiesel. If the total advanced mandate is only marginally higher than the biodiesel mandate as rumored, imports of Brazilian ethanol would not likely increase from the relatively low level of this year, and the U.S. would maintain a positive ethanol trade balance. A possible reduction in the RFS mandate for renewable biofuels has generally been interpreted as a negative development for corn demand. However, a broader consideration of the potential impacts suggests that corn demand, and therefore prices, in 2014 might be largely unaffected by such a reduction.